السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبی بعدہ ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ ونشهد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اليوم اکملت لکم دینکم واتممت علیکم نعمتی ورضیت لکم الاسلام دینا. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and also tonight Radio Islam of Johannesburg, all the listeners, it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, Allah Ta'ala's karam that we have once again gathered for this majlis of zikr. By now I have mentioned many times that the whole purpose of this majlis of zikr is to make sincere tawbah from all our sins and to light up our hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that it becomes easy for us to practice on all the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have to practice on all the teachings. Now, to make it easy to make our namaz 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat, to go for hajj, to be honest, to be truthful, to be charitable, to be sincere, to fulfill the rights of everyone, the parents, the children, our neighbors, our family members, the society, the Muslims, the non-Muslims. It's so many things that a person has to do. But when does it become easy for him to do it? When he has the steam of Allah Ta'ala's love in his heart. Or he has the steam of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his heart, then it is easy to do it. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala declared, this day I have completed for you your deen, I have perfected for you your deen, completed upon you my favors. We know that it was in the plains of Arafat that the verse was revealed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose Islam as a way of life for us. He is pleased with nothing else but Islam. Therefore, in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, you find the same mazmoon. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, no, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, when one person questioned him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Zaqa ta'am al-Iman, that person got the taste of Iman. Now, which person got the taste of Iman? Man radiya billahi rabba wa bil islam deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam rasula. That person will get the taste of Iman. There is a taste in different things. So the taste of Iman the person will get, but when he is pleased with Allah Ta'ala as his Rabb, Islam as his deen, and Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now to be pleased will mean what? To obey Allah Ta'ala and to obey his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person says, I'm very pleased that Islam is my deen, I'm very pleased Allah Ta'ala is my Rabb, I'm extremely happy that Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi, and there was nobody who came on the surface of the earth greater than Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he doesn't practice on anything, doesn't obey them, then we will say that he does not truly believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is his Rabb and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is his Nabi, or Islam is his Deen. On one occasion, one Sahabi relates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the person who says in the morning and in the evening three times if he says رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا. Then Allah تبارك وتعالى will forgive his sins and other virtues I've been mentioning. So now again it's the same mazmoon that we have to be pleased with Allah as our Rabb, with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as our Nabi, and Islam as our Deen. So when we are going to have the steam of Allah Ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ishq in our hearts, then only we will be able to practice. Otherwise it's going to be very difficult. We are going to keep saying it's difficult, difficult. So we continue from where we left off last week. Batin mein mere ya Rab, bas jae yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho muqam tera, dil ko lagi rahe dun, dil ko lagi rahe dun, laylo nahar teri, mazkoor ho zubaan par, har subah sham tera. Now this dhun and dhyan, these are the two things. Hazrat Mujaddid-e Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi said that like Musalman ke liye he needs two things. One is dhun and one is dhyan. Dhun is a passion. The person is passionate about something, then he goes out of his way. The person is passionate that he wants to complete the distance in the marathon. Now he's passionate about that. So he's unconcerned, no matter what kind of weather in the morning, freezing cold, but you'll find him on the street. And running miles and miles. He's unconcerned about the pain in his body and the aches on his joints. Nothing. The person is passionate. He wants to complete the distance. The person who is passionate about fishing is unconcerned what kind of weather is. He's there. He will be there. Spend the whole night there. Because he's passionate. He wants to catch fish. The person who is passionate about fishing the human beings through fraud, hijacking, stealing containers, he's passionate. So he keeps on planning and plotting and everything. Somehow he must fish them. So whoever is passionate about anything, then he doesn't care. So in the same way, when the person will have a passion, then he's not going to be concerned. He's passionate about it. He wants to please Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at any cost. So the person will get up for Fajr no matter what kind of weather, whether it is snowing outside or it is thundering or lightning, but the person will get up for Fajr. And he will enjoy the zikr, the tilawah, the ibadat, because he's passionate. So now he begins to enjoy all those things. He gets the taste of iman in his heart. And the other one is dhyan, that conscious awareness. The person is aware that my Allah is watching me. So mazkoor ho zubaan par har subah sham tera. The person makes zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the mornings and evenings. We discussed that to some extent last week. Now we come to the conclusion of this beautiful hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of Hazrat Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Dunya se is tarah ho rukhsat ghulam tera, ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. Duniya se is tarah ho rukhsat ghulam tera, ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. Oh my beloved Allah, the day the time comes for my departure from this world, then this slave of yours, this servant of yours, as Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, then this servant of yours must leave this world in such a manner. Ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. My heart is also filled with your love, with your muhabbat, with your remembrance, and on my tongue also is your mubarak name. In other words, I leave this world with kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. دنیا سے اس طرح ہو رخصت غلام تیرا، ہو لب پہ نام تیرا، ہو دل میں یاد تیری، ہو لب پہ نام تیرا. People are dying in different places. Their souls are departing when they are in the rave clubs, in discos, in cinemas, in adultery, in fornication, whilst popping drugs in their mouths. Some are so drugged that they don't even know that their father passed away, their mother passed away. They're unable to even stand straight in their janaza salat. They didn't expect that's what was going to happen. They were in some rave club, drugged, and the father or mother passed away. And there's a true incident, one father passed away. But this person did not even inform where he is. Where he is going is to return 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, but from where was he returning? Nobody knows. Therefore I tell my young friends, and old friends too, whosoever has got this bad habit, give it up. We don't know when the angel of death will strike and take us or take some member of our family. And if that person is drugged and no one knows where he is, then he may even miss the janaza salat. Because they are gone, they're not informing also where they are. So if the person has been making the correct effort in his life, then inshallah, then he will die with kalima. So dunya se is tara ho rukhsat ghulam tera, ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. Har ma siwa se ghafil, shauqe liqa mein tere, ho jaan o dil se hazir, سن کر پیام تیرا. ہر ماں سوا سے غافل شوق لقا میں تیرے، ہو جان و دل سے حاضر سن کر پیام تیرا. When Allah تبارک و تعالی says my servant return to me, the person does not hesitate. When he sends the angel of death, then the person says, Ya Allah, this is the day that I was waiting for. All my life I was making salat, giving zakat, fasting, restraining myself from all the haram that people were indulging in. They were making a mockery of me. They were making a joke of me. They were saying, you're orthodox, you're old-fashioned, you're not enjoying life. You don't know what the enjoyment, what the fun and what the pleasure is in the discos and cinemas and theatres and rave clubs and porn sites. But Ya Allah, in your khawf and in your fear of your, in the fear of your azab, and in your love and in your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was restraining myself. So my deep hearted desire was to meet that Allah for whom I was restraining, for whom I was making my ibadat, my zikr, my tilawat. I was always told to do everything sincerely for the pleasure of one and only one Allah. Ya Allah, I tried to do it for that one Allah. So my desire was to meet that Allah. Now that you have sent this angel of death to take my soul, I'm extremely happy and pleased to come to you, my beloved Allah. Although I know that I have great weakness, shortcomings, sins, but my Allah, in the shock of liqal, I am unconcerned. So the person must be ready. Any time the angel of death visits, he must be ready. So he says, shock liqa me tere, ho jaan o dil se hazir sun kar payam tera. I am ready, Ya Allah, I was your servant, your slave. لائی حیات تو آئے قضا لے چلی چلے، نہ اپنی خوشی آئے تھے ہم نہ اپنی خوشی چلے. You sent us into this world, we came, and you take us back, we go. اے خوبی اے دو عالم ایک حسن خاتمہ پر کرنا سر اس مہم کا ادنا ہے کام تیرا. The goodness of both the world is that the person must die with iman. He must get a good death, mubarak death. His death must be in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. And he says, Ya Allah, this is not difficult for you to give me such a death. It's difficult for me, but it's not difficult for you to give me a death in a state that you are pleased with me. Give me the tawfiq of tawbah, and I am desirous also of tawbah. The person, if he is desirous of something, then Allah Ta'ala will give it to him. If we don't show desire, how is he going to force it down our throats? So the person is saying, I'm desirous of khatima on iman. So Ya Allah, bless me with khatima on iman. Rag rag mein marte dam ho, sidqe yaqin ke baais. Rag rag mein marte dam ho, sidqe yaqin ke baais. Tere nabi ki waqat aur ihtiram tera. The time of my departure, in every vein of my body, every artery, every vein, every drop of blood that flows in my body, there must be the waqat and ihtiram of azmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what should be in myself. Munkar nakir aakar de jaye ye basharat, tujhko rahe mubarak husne khitam tera. Munkar nakir aakar de jaye ye basharat, tujhko rahe mubarak husne khitam tera. Even Munkar Nakir, they congratulate me at the time of my death. That congratulations to you, glad tidings to you upon leaving this world in such a state that your Allah is pleased with you, that you are able to answer the questions that we posed to you correctly. So they also congratulate how after the student has passed his examinations and he has got all A's, then they give congratulations. So Munkar Nakir also congratulate me. That is the kind of death I want, Ya Allah. Rahmat se bakhsh dena mere gunah sare, roze jaza na dekhun main intiqam tera. Rahmat se bakhsh dena mere gunah sare, roze jaza na dekhun main intiqam tera. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive all my sins, past, present, future, minor, major, whatever sins I committed. Ya Allah, must forgive all those sins. Rahmat se bakhsh dena mere gunah sare. I'm not saying, Ya Allah, forgive my sins on the strength of the ibadat that I've made, the zikr that I have made, the tilawat that I have made, the mujahada that I may have made. I'm not saying, Ya Allah, forgive me on the strength of that. What have I really done? Have I done justice to any of these things? Therefore, I'm saying, with your rahmat, with your mercy, which is unlimited, Ya Allah, on the day of judgment, forgive all my sins. I must not see any kind of revenge. Ya Allah, there must be no punishment that must come to me. I must be protected from your azab. Now this person is making dua.
Hum arzale khalaiq
اشرف کا واسطہ ہو, شافع ہو جو نبی ہے, خیر الانام تیرا. یا اللہ وید صدقہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, this person who is ارزل القلائی, the worst of all sinners in the creation of yours, Ya Allah, I am seeking forgiveness of yours.
اپنے کرم سے کرنا مجھ کو بھی ان میں شامل, جن پر عذاب یا رب ہوگا حرام تیرا. اپنے کرم سے کرنا مجھ کو بھی ان میں شامل, جن پر عذاب یا رب ہوگا حرام تیرا.
یا اللہ, انکلوڈ می amongst those people upon whom your azab will be haram. That means it will not even come anywhere near them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us of those people. So once again I say that this is a majlis of zikr, majlis of tawbah, majlis of istighfar, majlis in which we try to make an azm, an intention, that we are going to give up the haram in our lives, and that we will study and learn about deen and practice upon deen, and then propagate this deen. Then we will see that noor, or then we will experience peace and sukoon in our lives. Everywhere around us will be happiness, sukoon, peace.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے.
سمو ایک ون زون, از اٹ آن دیر زون, اٹس گیٹنگ ہاٹ دین کوئی.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا محمد رسول اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے
خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، آمین یا رب العالمین. بس keep on asking Allah Ta'ala for a change of heart. Our hearts are filled with evil passions, desires, with malice, with greed, with jealousy, envy, what have we made of our hearts? So we ask Allah Ta'ala for a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين Oh my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most merciful Allah, my most compassionate Allah, my most kind and generous Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my Sattar al-Huyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, O my most loving, caring Allah, Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We are once again extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. The more we extend them before you and the more we beg of you, the more pleased you become. Ya Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, you are seeing us this very moment. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, we are not extending before some idol of stone that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending them before you. You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds at this moment in time. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Who is there to forgive us, my Allah, besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere pyare Allah, mere rahim Allah, mere kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you are kareem. Kareem is the one who even gives to those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment because of our sins.
Ya Allah, if you have to order the earth to open up and swallow us up, we know we are deserving of that. If you have to send the gale force winds against us, if you have to send the flood waters against us, we know that we are deserving of that. But Ya Allah, we know that you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, you have everything in your kingdom. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of any ni'mat in your kingdom. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you have everything. The only thing you don't have is weakness, helplessness, and tears of shame and nadamat. Ya Allah, we are sending above from the earth our tears of shame and nadamat. Ya Allah, something that you don't possess, and it is not appropriate that you should possess, otherwise what kind of an Allah would you be? Ya Allah, we are human beings, we are your slaves. Ya Allah, we are sending up our tears of shame, our tears of regret, our tears of nadamat. Ya Allah, we are not proud and arrogant. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, open the doors of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. You blessed us with Iman without us deserving. You blessed us with Islam without us deserving. Ya Allah, you blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech without us deserving. You have blessed us with so much of your ni'mat without us deserving. Ya Allah, so bless us with forgiveness also without us deserving. Ya Allah, bless us with your mercy without us deserving. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Vere Allah, hum din raat tujhe naraaz karte rahe. Day and night we disobeyed you, we went on displeasing you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In spite of all our sins, you still give us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. Vere Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. Lekin mere Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness, Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness, your glance of mercy, where do we go? Who is there for us? Which other door can we tap? Which other home can we make? My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Mere Allah, aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar. Make a decision, my beloved Allah, to make us yours and to become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Victory will be ours. Ya Allah, your help will be ours. Ya Allah, you will be ours. Then everything will be ours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Ya Allah, people seek different things from you. Ya Allah, we are seeking you from you. Ya Allah, hamara ban ja. Hame apna bana le. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں یا اللہ میک اس یورز. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts are going in different directions. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves from deen, from sharia, from Islam, from the teachings of the Quran, from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As a result, we are suffering around the globe, my beloved Allah. But Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage of even a bypass. Bypass will not help to, Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart. Vere pyare Allah, it is not difficult for you. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, they came from different backgrounds. But when they accepted Islam and Iman, Ya Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, just one press of the delete button of our sins and the condition of our lives will change. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya, fazl farma. Khuda ya, fazl farma. Dil badal de. میرے پیارے اللہ, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials that the ummah is facing. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. It is not difficult for you to cause the winds of hidayat to blow throughout the continents. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannat. Ya Allah, make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannat. But those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution and the torture. Ya Allah of the Muslim Ummah, they have made up their minds, they will continue destroying the life and the property of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, destroy their unity and coalitions. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, remove the hardships and difficulties of the Ummah. Don't look at our sins anymore, my beloved Allah. If you have to look at our sins, we'll face nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, ab teri shane rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time. Barakat in every bounty of yours. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives, protect our properties, protect our families, our children, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Mere pyare Allah, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some filthy film on the television screen, or glued to some filthy site on the internet, or reading some filthy magazine, or engaged in any kind of haram action. Ah, my beloved Allah, every person will rise on the day of Qiyamah as he died. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon us, our parents, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't let us be the cause of pain and injury and hurt for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. O my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasul Allah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Habib Allah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Khayra Khalqillah. Hamari rooh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Let our souls depart. My beloved Allah, let our burial be in the graveyard in which rests Sayyidina Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, the wives of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Mubarak children, so many Sahaba-e-Kiram, thousands of them, hundreds of thousands, my beloved Allah, Awliya-e-Kiram, thousands of your Awliya, Ya Allah, buried. Ya Allah, bless us with a small piece of ground. Ya Allah, we are seeking baqi so that when the winds of rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. Agar waha muqaddar na ho, to wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he prayed for us. With his 124,000 shining stars. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of duas he made for the ummah. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made in his entire life, and especially in Hajjatul Wida, all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat, gash talim ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Whosoever is doing the work of deen, bless them with ikhlas. Protect all institutions of deen. Protect the haramain sharifain. Protect masjid aqsa. Protect our masajid. Protect all institutions of deen. Those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Fill the graves with noor. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Unki tamam nek murado ko puri kar de. And you are well aware of the hardships, the difficulties, the problems, the tests, the trials, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night is facing. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. Whosoever is sick and ailing in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, bless them with shifa. Complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Cures of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with halal risk. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those in depression, give them joy and happiness. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين